All right, Oscar time. So Oscars are tomorrow night, obviously. I take it you'll be watching it. So what we're going to do is we're going to go down some of the main categories here. And Paul's going to kind of give his insight on what he thinks who should win versus who will win.
Yes.
So let's start off with Best Original Screenplay. Belfast, Don't Look Up, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, and The World's the worst person in the world. Sorry,
worst person in the world. That's right. I can't remember where they made that film. Is it French? No, I can't remember. But it's a that's a foreign film. I saw that. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's your winner. I think now Kenneth Branagh, if you're unaware, this year he was nominated as a producer for the best picture for Belfast. He's nominated for original screenplay for Belfast. Those are categories he hasn't been nominated in before. Mm-hmm. He's been nominated in five other categories. So Branagh now holds the record for being nominated in the most categories in Oscar history.
Wow.
Pretty damn impressive, because he came on the scene with Henry V and he got director and actor nominations. He was supporting actor for My Week with Marilyn, where he played a great Laurence Olivier. He was awesome.
Oh,
in that.
Yeah, I remember that. That's right.
Yeah. He got nominated for adapting the script for his production of Hamlet, and he was nominated for a short film way back in 93, which I've never seen. But so now seven different categories this guy's been nominated, and I think this is where he finally wins. And in the nominees that are here, that's probably who I'd give it to as well. So this is one that's starting out of the gate with a should win, will win, probably the same. I think they want to reward Branagh. I think they want to reward Belfast, and it probably won't win any of the other big awards unless there's a surprise in store. So, you know, that's a great way to just say, great film, and you're the guy who made it great. Here's your award.
Okay, so you're saying...
And you're a legend in Oscar history.
So. Okay, so you're saying Belfast should win and will win.
Yeah, I love Don't Look Up because it swings for the fences, but it's a little inconsistent with the tone. So I don't know if it's like award worthy, even though it's highly entertaining.
Yeah.
And boy, that King Richard is some movie. It's really great. But Belfast is so concise.
Gotcha.
and specific with the story that he wanted to tell about his upbringing in sort of a war-torn Ireland. It's great.
Okay, staying with the screenplay, the best adapted screenplay, Coda, Drive My Car, Dune, The Lost Daughter, and The Power of the Dog.
Yes, and I want to hear your thoughts too. If I'm like Preston, you're way off base or whatever, you know. So I don't know what movies you guys love. I've seen them all now. Finally, a long slow slog to get them all done because I'm always complaining about.
Okay, let me ask you this about Dune. I saw the original Dune. How does the new one compare to the old original one?
Well, I heard the old one was so bad, I never saw it.
Okay.
So I know it's like legendary now, but probably more so for being bad.
Gotcha.
So okay. This is probably better, but I'll tell you, first of all, I was really upset that I went in, and at the end, they're like, well, that was part one. I'm like, what? lead with that, you know? So, like, it has a completely unsatisfying ending.
You know what? I felt the same way when I saw Lord of the Rings. Because I didn't know it was going to be a three-part deal. I thought it was...
Oh, really?
I just thought it was going to be the whole... And then all of a sudden it ended. I'm like, what the fuck? What happened?
Wait a minute.
What's going on?
There's more to this story.
Yeah. I'm like, why do they end it here? Is there a second reel that we're missing or something or what? You know, I had no idea they're doing it in three parts.
Yeah, That movie ends with, like, our Timothée Chalamet's character fighting some dude we've never seen before. Right. Halfway through, Javier Bardem says, oh, yes, it's fight to the death. It is? Okay. We're making up the rules as we go. And then it ends. I'm like, that's not the Death Star blowing up. This is unsatisfying. to me, it wasn't great, even though it's highly impressive technically. I think the best film of the year, and I said it on your show before, is Coda. I think you give that the adapted screenplay because... You know, if you think about a murder mystery or a thriller, suspense, action, you know, there's surprises around every turn. This is one of the dramas where I could never get ahead of it.
Got it.
In the simplest ways. It's never like, oh, they did a switcheroo. Nope. It's just like, oh, she's going to talk to her father. And I bet you she's, nope.
Right.
Nope. Like, they did something I was not expecting. And it's just the most emotional movie of the year.
Okay, so
filled with great performances.
So
I've given you a spoiler on my best picture pick, but I think That wins. But I have a feeling Power of the Dog might. But man, I tell you, this is what's complicated things. The Producers Guild Awards just came out and they gave the award to Coda. Now, the producers are like the people who win the Best Picture Award. So that is a huge sort of pointing factor towards right. what could win Best Picture, whereas Power of the Dogs won everything up till now. You know, it got on a run, kind of overtook Belfast with the momentum. So if Coda comes out of nowhere and wins everything, I'm going to just jump up and down.
Okay, so you're saying Coda should win, but you feel Power of the Dog will win.
It's tough to bet against that because of its momentum, but this last-minute surge from Coda could mean something. But I would totally give it to Coda. Yeah, great film.
All right. Best original score, Don't Look Up, Dune, Encanto, Parallel Mothers, and The Power of the Dog.
Yeah, this was a tough one to pick. You know, the Oscars love their Hans Zimmer. You know, he got an Oscar, I believe, way back for The Lion King. And, of course, he does all the Batman movies and a lot of action stuff. So Dune's got a leg up there. But Johnny Greenwood's score for The Power of the Dog's been getting a lot of talk, too. I don't think the other ones have been mentioned quite as much. So I think I'm going to go with Dune to win that. You know, it's bombastic. It's a big movie score, you know. It's actually one of the ones I remember from after the trailer was over. I was like, oh, that's kind of a catchy theme. It's a lot of people don't write themes anymore. John Williams, of course, still does. Michael Giacchino kind of does. But this one, yeah, that sort of lady screaming, it's like, wow, that's kind of hanging in my head after this trailer. And after the movie. So right. I think he might win for just bombastic.
Okay, so you think he should win and will win then?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I'm marking these down, so.
Okay. Right. No. Okay. Preston, I put $2,000 down on your stupid, stupid picks.
All right, here we go, because we got a lot more to do, so let's see if we get through these quickly. Best sound, Belfast, Dune, No Time to Die, The Power of the Dog, West Side Story.
Oh, America is gathering around the TV to see who wins best sound. I like Belfast, but I think Dune's going to win. I think Belfast, you know, one of the things about the movie is, you know, you got a very simple life of a family living in Ireland, and then the tanks come, and then the riots come, and that sort of bombardment of sound clashing with silence was effective. But Dune is just, again, such a big spectacle. I think that will win. I would give it to Belfast.
Okay. Best costume design, Cruella, Cyrano, Dune, Nightmare Alley, or West Side Story?
This is a stacked category. I mean, West Side Story just looked amazing. Nightmare Alley, I talked about that on a show before. Guillermo just nails the period, and everybody looks great, from the wacky carnival outfits onto the upper-class New York, you know, period dresses and suits. But I think they usually lean showy here, you know? Like, you never see a movie get nominated even for, like, just regular people dressing regular. So I think because it showed off, and it did so impressively, and it was about fashion, Cruella wins, and I would probably give that a leg up over West Side Story, but just a little bit.
Okay, so you're saying Cruella should win and will win.
I think so.
Okay, should and will. Okay.
Although there's a lot of special effects in some of those outfits too. But.
Right.
Cruella should not win.
Why?
Really?
Why?
Explain
that. Yeah. Because I have a huge premise problem with that film.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about
that. It's an origin story, and the 101 Dalmatians, the whole big controversy of that film was that she wanted to use puppy fur and spots in her designs. That was the whole controversy behind 101 Dalmatians. And then in Cruella, she's already designing outfits using puppy spots in her origin story. So what is the controversy to come in 101 Dalmatians if she's already done it in her youth?
Yeah, Paul.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. Like, you're saying if they've built a history of her doing this, that's...
But then, what is the
Dalmatians? Is it claimed that this is her first time wanting puppy fur?
Well, that was the whole thing of her 101 Dalmatians, was she was the first one to try and do something with a puppy fur of this nature.
Oh.
Because she was into animal furs, right? But this was the first time she was going to use puppy fur. But then in the Cruella, she doesn't necessarily talk about it being puppy fur or anything like that, but she's already designing outfits with spots. And I don't understand why would she be so hypnotized by spots later in 101 Dalmatians if she was already creating clothing using spots?
Maybe it fulfilled her own personal prophecy of, like, spots.
I'll answer that for you. Because money grab.
It was a huge overlook, in my opinion, and it made me really, like, just gloss over on the rest of the costumes because...
Well, it's basically 60s Devil Wears Prada, and that movie could be made without Cruella de Vil. You could tell the exact same story and name her something else. It really has nothing to do much with Cruella de Vil. It's just kind of a young girl in dealing with Devil Wears Prada, you know, workplace dynamics in 60s fashion world of London.
Yeah, for sure. I get that.
Yeah. So it's a weird movie. But, you know, again, it just looked good. So that's... Yeah.
I thought it had a great soundtrack.
I had a great soundtrack. Yeah, what unexpected.
Yeah, unexpected. I will really say they used a lot of selection of music that I had not thought that they would, but it really fit quite well.
Yeah, there ought to be a music supervision Oscar, too, along with stunts and cast, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I just can't get past that. Can't make a splash doing the same thing twice.
I get it. Good call. Good insight.
Yeah, we love it. Controversy.
Movie talks. Awesome.
All right, now we move into some of the bigger categories here. Best Supporting Actor. Troy Heisek, Kotsur,
yeah.
Yeah, Jesse Plemons, J.K. Simmons, Cody Schmidt-McPhee, and then, how do you pronounce that last one? Sarine Hines?
Oh, Kieran Hines.
Kieran Hines for Belfast.
Yeah. Well, the big shock there is that Jamie Dornan wasn't nominated, also from Belfast. I was surprised two actors from The Power of the Dog got in. I thought Cody Schmidt-McPhee would be nominated. But blah, 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 doesn't matter. The guy who's been winning every award, and rightfully so, is Troy Kotsur from CODA. He's fantastic, and I think he will win, and I will love it if he does. His speech will be fun. He's at least the character he plays is a rip, so I would hope that... you know, he goes up there and signs us a great speech.
Okay, so Troy, you're saying should win and will win.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Best Supporting Actress, Jessie Buckley, Ariana DeBose, Judi Dench, Kristen Dunst, and I cannot pronounce this, Anjouan Ellis?
Ingenue.
Ingenue, yeah. Ellis.
Yeah, interesting way to spell ingenue.
Yeah.
Well, Judi Dench was another shock here from Belfast. I thought... Catriona Balfi, I think her name is, who played the mother of the family in that film, would get nominated for this as well. Maybe have a better shot, but I don't think Dench's part was, you know, big enough, whereas Ariana DeBose's part is huge in West Side Story. And it seems like every award show, Kotsur and DeBose are winning. So I'm not going to bet against her. I think she'll win, and she should. She is an absolute powerhouse. Great performance, just like, who is this? And right. It's one of those performances where you're just like,
okay, so Ariana for should win and will win.
Correctamundo.
Okay. All right, here we go. Best Actor, Javier Bardem, Benedict Cumberbatch, Andrew Garfield, Will Smith, and Denzel Washington. That's a, ooh, boy, that's
yeah.
a.
Well, I thought, you know, Cumberbatch was going to make a run at these, but Will Smith has been the guy winning all the awards lately. And here's another one where the SAG Awards went right down my ballot. Everyone I voted for, they gave an award to. I felt like I really accomplished something.
Mm-hmm.
And I voted for Smith. He's great in this, and I think he will win it. I mean, they love him. You know, Ali, Pursuit of Happiness. Mm-hmm. Has he been nominated elsewhere? Another one, I'm trying to think. But regardless, and of course, he's like a Hollywood darling. And, you know, it would be one of those sort of career awards because you haven't won in the past if it weren't for the fact that he's really good in this. He makes specific decisions about how to play Richard Williams, and he plays them, oftentimes underplays them to great effect. and he's got a lot on his plate as the character, so there's a lot for the actor to do. And, you know, getting those kids from Compton to the world stage of tennis.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's, like, he has personal issues, and they're addressed in the film as well, you know, and that makes for complication. And anytime it's complicated, it's good. So he is my pick, and I think he'll win. I think they want to give it to him.
Okay, so should win and will win for Will Smith.
And let me just say my favorite nomination in there is Andrew Garfield, because I thought Tick, Tick, Boom about Jonathan Larson, who wrote Rent. He writes a story about himself turning 30. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know this was this full-fledged musical. And I didn't know how crazy cinematic that movie would be. Lin-Manuel Miranda directed it, and you'd think he's directed 10 movies before, because it's really complex and excellent with great music. And Garfield's fantastic. So I'm happy he's in the mix, but I think Will Smith wins it.
Okay. Best Actress. Jessica Chastain, Olivia Colman, Penelope Cruz, Nicole Kidman, and Kristen Stewart.
Well, the good nomination here is Kristen Stewart, because they didn't give her a nomination for Best Actress of the SAG Awards, which is a shock because she's very good. The movie's a little repetitive, and it's every scene, Princess Diana is just in this nightmare and doesn't get to do much outside of just be fearful and horrified all the time. So I think with a little more variety, and she's making a run in the awards again that are being given out lately. I think Jessica Chastain will win it. They love her too. She's been nominated a ton in the past. It's just such a weird movie, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, because it seems like the director of the film wants to make the points about evangelicalism and the selfish nature of these people and how kooky and weird they were, mm-hmm. but also sort of to have fun with it. Like, it's wacky. But she pulls out all the stops to give this incredible performance, you know, with crazy makeup.
Right.
And so I think she's great. I think they'll give it to her. Just beating out probably Nicole Kidman. But I think Chastain wins, and that's who I would pick as well. So a lot of I'm on board with a lot of who I think will pick.
Okay,
who,
so
who I think they'll pick this
okay,
year.
So who do you think should win? Jessica?
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And who do you think will win?
That's correct. Also Jessica Chastain.
Okay. Boy, you're doing an awful lot. Okay, not too many on splits on this then. All right.
I know. Well, get back to me Monday. They did what? You'll find out how wrong I thought they were.
So true. So true. All right, last two here, Paul. Best Director, Paul Thomas Anderson, Kenneth Branagh, is that what it is?
Branagh,
okay. Jane Champion, I cannot say this one at all, but Ryusuke Hamaguchi. And Steven
Spielberg.
Spielberg, yeah.
Steven.
Steven Spielberg, yeah. Okay.
Steven.
All right, well, this is the crazy category every year. Ever since 2009, when the category, when the Academy didn't nominate The Dark Knight for Best Picture.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually happened in 2008. So by 2009, they said, maybe we should have 10 nominees. It would include more movies that people like and people will want to watch the Oscars.
Right.
And so that's why in 2009, they had nominations for movies like Up, District 9, and Inglourious Basterds for Best Picture.
Right.
Which should have won. But what are you going to do? So this year, they have 10 nominees. They can do up to 10. Sometimes they do 8. I get it. But with 10 nominees, I just don't understand how you can't have 10 Best Director nominees. 5 of the Best Picture films didn't deserve a director nomination. But the long story short on that is every category is voted on by people who work in that category. Makeup people vote for Best Makeup. Sound people vote for Best Sound. Everybody votes for Best Picture. So I'm sure the directors want to vote for one of their own themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1992, A Few Good Men got 7 Oscar nominations. Rob Reiner for Best Director wasn't one of them. And he's like, listen, when somebody wins Best Picture, you should give an Oscar to the director and you should give an Oscar to the producer. Done. That's it. But again, I think the directors want to have their important pick of one of their own. So anyway, that's the long story short to why we only have 5 nominees. Apparently 5 of the Best Pictures directed themselves. But in that, I think who should win is Sean Heater who was not nominated for CODA, but of who's nominated, I think we go with Brana. Here's where I'll vary. I think Jane Campion is going to win. She's been winning a lot of the awards leading up to the Oscars for The Power of the Dog. I'd give it to Brana, though. It was, you know, such a personal endeavor, and you could tell in every corner of that movie.
Okay.
But the other good runner-up is Spielberg, just because no way should that movie have even ever been made. Why remake one of the movies that's won the most Oscars in history? It's embedded in culture forever, and he's going to remake it. And then to do and have it be vital again, and have it be good, and have him be Spielberg, who's like 75, you know, like out of his element, first musical ever.
Right.
That is super impressive, but I don't think they're going to give it to him.
And I did. I'm sorry, Paul, but I also did a quick comparison on the two versions. The original was nominated for 11 Academy Awards and won 10 out of the 11. This one was only nominated for 7.
Yeah, but I don't think I think that 10 held up for 30 plus years until Titanic beat it, and then then the Lord of the Rings: Return of the King, which is still ending somewhere. one more than that now holds the record. But
yeah,
so yeah, those are lofty goals to go up against.
Yeah,
you know, to try and be
as
big as that previous movie, and he did an admirable job.
Yeah,
but Jane Campion, they love her. She directed The Piano, you know, back in 93, but that's when Spielberg won everything for Schindler's List. The Piano had no shot.
Right.
So I think they circle back around and say, you did a great job with Power of the Dog. Jane Campion, you're the winner. Although I'd give it, of what's nominated, without the coda and director there, to Brana.
Okay. Last one, Best Picture. Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, Power of the Dog, and West Side Story.
Well, I spoiled the lead here. This is, you know, Coda's my favorite movie of the year, so I would totally give it to Coda.
Okay.
I think The Power of the Dog, man, this again, that Producers Guild Award made everything interesting, because now I don't know what to think, because Coda also won the Best Ensemble Award at the SAG Awards, but that's not like a Best Picture, because it's all about acting, so it's tough to consider it an award for the filmmaking and everything else involved, which Power of the Dog had a very strong hold of its tone and the movie it wanted to show, and giving it something different from the Western. So I think they still might give it to Power of the Dog, although I love Coda. And let me tell you, my favorite nominee in all that is Nightmare Alley. I'm so glad they included that movie, which got no buzz leading up to the Oscars in terms of it getting a Best Picture. But again, with 10 nominees, you can slide in something like that, which is a really quality movie, and have it be there amongst everything else. So.
All right. And there you go, guys. There are our picks, and Paul's picks on who should win, who will win, for all the major categories. I think, Paul, did you want to stay with us for the rest of the show?
Don't want to hang out?
Yeah. You want to hang out with us?
Sure. What are we doing? Oh, I want it on the game. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Ah, there we go.
Okay.
Well, I guess who's going to be the winner here?
Okay. So what we're going to do, Paul, is Steve and I are going to go back and forth. And so you and the girls, see if you can name that movie. Tell us where the quote came from.
And, oh, that's right. Yeah, you're going to play it.
See how well you do. All right. So, and Steve and I, we're going to try and do our
breast impressions
of these movie quotes here. So, all right. Do you want to do the one? You
There's
want me to try to do
the first
one?
There's a little something else on
You want me to do
it?
It's
up to you.
Okay, I'll do this one.
Okay.
Why so serious?
Casey. The Dark Knight?
Yeah, The Dark Knight, exactly.
You talking to me?
Nobody? All right, Paul, what's the answer?
That is a brilliant...
I know the scene, I just can't think of the name.
Nailed it, yes. Very New York, very... that's good. I'm the one making the guess?
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, Taxi Driver.
There you go.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I think this is the way it should go. The girls will try and guess. Paul gives the answer.
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they chimed in yet. I didn't. So, yeah, you let me know when it's for me. And I'll,
all right. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, that's Casey. Forrest Gump.
There you go.
Just keep swimming.
Caitlin. Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Wow, all right. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Casey. Casablanca.
No.
No.
Oh, you're right. I know
Caitlin?
It.
Caitlin?
I don't know it.
Oh.
No, oh, sorry.
Paul, tell me what
Paul.
It is.
Gone with the Wind.
Yep.
Yeah. Show me the money.
Casey. This is Tony Maguire?
That's the actor.
I know. It's
you got the Maguire, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nope, I lost it.
No. I'll help you out.
We'll help you. Hold my hand.
So there's a cartoon of a cat and a mouse, Tom and...
Oh, Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
Thank you.
That's a good matchup.
Yeah, you like that? Yeah.
Tom and Jerry Maguire.
Okay.
Help me help you.
Yeah. That was nice. Very nice.
I
just saw this last night, too. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Oh my God, wait.
Come on, Caitlin.
I know.
Come on.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I make that reference.
I hope I can do this justice. Okay, I need a marble in my mouth.
You want me to do it then?
Go ahead. Okay. I'm not.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Caitlin. Godfather.
There you go, Godfather.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, Casey. Oh.
Casey.
Jaws.
There you go.
That's it.
Ah, yeah.
All right. Let's see if you can get this one right.
Oh.
Hint. That's a hint for you. Hair's looking at you, kid.
Oh.
Well, why are you...
Because I gave the answer earlier.
Yeah, but you can say it again.
Casablanca.
There you go, Casablanca.
There it is.
All right.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
But yeah, that story of ancient Ireland.
Well,
and our blue stars. Yeah, that's Braveheart.
That's it.
That's what I thought it was too.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
No, I don't know this one.
I don't know.
Ah, it smells like victory. Guys, don't know
it? Oh, my gosh, the background.
Dun, 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 dun.
Smells like freedom.
Paul, what is it?
Apocalypse Now.
There you go.
Yeah, nope, I don't know.
Oh, this one should be easy.
Uh-huh.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads. Oh, that's a
oh,
big
come
one.
On. That's get a... out. Leave the studio. Get out of here.
Okay. Maybe they'll get it if they think about it. They might get it in the future.
Or, okay, hold on. Let's see. Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Like, it sounds familiar and it's right here, but I don't know what it is.
I just gave a big hint, and neither one of you even listened to it.
Yeah. Paul?
Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
It's the last line, basically, in the film.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Oh, gosh, I know this one. Why do I know this one? Casey? It's Toy Story.
No.
You're very close.
Oh.
Very close.
The second word is story.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What am I saying wrong?
I got to tell you, when I saw this in the theater, mm-hmm. and at the end of the movie, every single person in the audience was crying like a baby.
Which I have to say, I disagree.
Never seen that before.
I had the same experience when I went to go see Little Women.
Oh, jeez. All right. What was it?
Love story.
Love story.
Love story. Okay.
Love fuck. Yeah, love fuck. You know. Behind the green door. Yeah, exactly. Love fuck.
All right.
All right.
We don't do well with these trivia things. I don't know why you guys plan this.
I know.
These are extremely, they're boring segments when no one knows the answers.
Yeah, but.
Not for us.
500 people, you know, over there in with Lime City are screaming out the answers, though, I'll bet you.
Okay.
Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, I know, but I don't. It's like right there.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's
Linda
Apollo
the
Goodwitch 13.
Come out. Oh, hello.
Apollo 13?
That's
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We said this earlier, actually. I'm the king of the world.
Caitlin. Titanic.
There you go.
Hey.
Oh, this is a good one.
I always thought "Look, Jack, I'm flying" was a much better quote than "I'm king of the world."
Okay. A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Oh, yeah. This is more my speed. Casey. The Silence of the Lambs.
That's it.
Hello. My name is Hugo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Yeah. Go ahead, Caitlin.
She's having a hemorrhage over here.
I know.
Okay. Princess Bride, is that the name?
Yeah.
Correct.
Very good.
He just had a not him particularly, but the gentleman who plays the prince in Princess Bride just came out with another movie called like Hyperion or something like that. It's like a superhero film.
He was in something.
Okay, I gotta move the mic away from him.
Yeah.
He's gotta act.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, wow! Come on.
Hey, at least I got Princess Bride. Come on now.
That is true. That
all
is
right,
true.
I'll give you that.
They're like...
Actually, nope. She got Dirty Dancing, so I'll give her Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, how about another quote from that same movie? You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall.
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
Paul, tell him. Paul?
A Few Good Men.
There you go.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. Matter of fact, she knows the DP for that film.
Sure do.
Yeah, directed by Carl Reiner. No, Rob Reiner. Great film. Written by the great Aaron Sorkin. It was a play that he actually wrote, and then Rob Reiner wanted to pick it up and do it as a film, and then he hired Aaron Sorkin to do the screenplay. He figured, what better person... You know, than the playwright. So.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Here's a good. This is a very well known quote. I see dead people.
Okay, there's a reference to this in Gilmore Girls, but I don't know what it's from.
Gilmore, really?
Yeah, there is a reference.
It's
to
from
it
the Gilmore Sixth Girls. Sense.
Sixth Sense. Yeah, that's sense. It.
Well, Gilmore Girls.
Okay, here you move the mic away again.
Yeah, move the mic back again. All right.
You shall not pass!
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Did they say it like that in the
film?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it earlier, too.
Yeah, I know. It makes me think of Monty Python, but I don't remember.
No?
None shall pass. That's what I'm thinking of from Monty Python. Oh.
None shall pass.
You shall not pass. What's that, Lord of the Rings or something?
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, Gandalf says that to the Necromancer.
Yeah.
Got it.
On the bridge. And he
no, the Balrog. Not yeah. Necro, the Balrog.
The Poliwog, right, exactly.
Poliwog.
Yeah, the Pokemon. Okay. All right, here we go.
Dad, Pokemon, cheese and axe.
All right, ready? Here we go. Say hello to my little friend.
That's Al Pacino. Scarface.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool. I feel the need. The need for speed.
No, we got nothing.
Nothing? Paul?
One of my favorite Neil deGrasse Tyson bits is when he said, oh, they're not looking for speed. What they're looking for is velocity, because speed is when you're going one speed for a long time. Velocity gets you to a speed you might want to be at. You know, he always debunks that shit, and he's hilarious. That's Top Gun.
Top Gun, there you go. Exactly. All right.
Casey and I just looked at each other with raised eyebrows like, you know it.
You don't know Top Gun? You've never seen Top Gun?
I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan.
Well, neither am I, but I mean, really?
I've never seen it either.
I even saw it and went, wow, this is gay. I mean, you know. All right. Okay. All right. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Wizard of Oz.
There you go.
There we go. See? At least I've gotten a handful.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, which is good.
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I don't know what that's from.
It sounds like a song to me.
Paul?
And where is the Batman?
There you go.
Batman
89.
Oh.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
Got it.
All right.
Actually, do the next one.
Oh, you want to do the
one?
I want to do the one
after. Okay, all right. All right, I'll do the one.
We can both do the one after.
They were like, do you want to do
okay. Oh, you know,
I think the segment's funnier for them to act out the lines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because even the one after that, I can do that one too. So, all right. With great power comes great responsibility.
That's, that's... Spider-Man, but I don't know which one.
Oh. Yeah, the first one.
Okay.
Spider-Man, exactly. Uh-huh. All right, Steve. Throw your best Mexicano.
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
I don't know.
Paul?
Somebody's gonna have to go back and get a shitload of time. Blazing Saddles. One of the funniest movies ever made.
No.
Originally.
Originally.
Oh, did you say Badgers?
No. Badges.
Badges.
Oh, I thought that was that. I know Weird Al says Badgers.
Right. Yeah. There's other movies that say Badgers. There's other movies that have. There's a bunch of movies that have parodied that actual quote. But what movie does the quote actually come from?
I don't know.
The Treasure of Sierra Madre. That's where that one comes from. All right.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Wow, Paul only got one wrong. I like that. That's awesome. Yeah. All right.
So of the ones that he was answering, who knows how many he would have gotten wrong if he answered.
Right?
He would have gotten the rest of
them, trust me. Give us some credit.
Well, I mostly hear the background music anyway, so I'm just kind of wigging.
Oh.
Do you?
Is it that loud?
I don't hear anything.
No, not the fader. It's going to be the...
The gain up here?
Nope. The aux. The auxiliary.
This one here?
Blue one. Auxiliary needs to be turned down for him. Is that better, Paul? Paul? Do we lose Paul?
Are you guys scatting? Okay, that means
yeah, okay.
We're filling dead air.
Okay. All right. Is the music lower, Paul?
Well, I started to hear a Tempur-Pedic commercial. Okay. Then it blended into scatting. I was like, this is the craziest commercial ever.
All right, here we go. All right, last two. Okay. What we got here is failure to communicate.
I don't know where it comes from originally. It's referenced all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know it.
That's a Paul Newman eats 50 eggs.
Paul, what is it, buddy?
That's Strother Martin in Cool Hand Luke.
There you go.
That's it.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Can you do?
Now, I got to say that for me personally, this next quote is probably for what I like, one of the best moments in movies.
All right.
Good introduction.
Can you do it, though?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go ahead.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a bum, which is what I am.
I don't know. It makes me want to say Rocky.
It's a great Marlon Brando.
It's a boxer. That's true.
Yeah. Don't know. Paul?
On the waterfront.
Yeah.
Nah.
On the waterfront. Exactly. Yeah.
One of the best American movies ever made.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, cool. Paul, thank you for joining us for that, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I know. I definitely won, at least against Caitlin. Paul might be the big winner, though.
That's exactly.
Paul, real quick before you go.
Who was really keeping count?
I haven't seen it yet. But the new Batman, have you seen it? And what's your take on it?
I did see it. I might be a victim of Batman fatigue. You know, they do a really good job with all the stuff I've seen before.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of was like, that was really good. Now what shall I see? Instead of stewing on it and going, this is revolutionary, like I thought Dark Knight was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was good. And I'll take more Batman movies as they come, I guess. It just maybe I've lost my knack for spilling you know, heaps of praise like I used to, you know, with Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
But or the 89 Batman, because that was like nothing we'd ever seen before,
right?
Either. But no, you want to see something crazy right now, go see Everything Everywhere All at Once with Michelle Yeoh. That movie is fucking bonkers.
Wow.
And they pull it off. It's crazy. It's about, it's another multiverse movie, but it's, and it's got Ke Huy Quan, who played Short Round as an adult.
Oh, wow.
And a great role. He's fantastic.
Wow. I don't think I've seen him since Goonies.
This mild-mannered woman who runs a, if you know Michelle Yeoh, she played, she was in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. She was in Tomorrow Never Dies with James Bond. She was just in Shang-Chi. You know, she's awesome and a legendary martial artist and actress. And she plays this mild-mannered woman who runs a laundromat. She's got her problematic father upstairs, and her daughter is bringing home her girlfriend, which is the grandfather doesn't understand, and the laundromat is busy, and the husband wants to file for divorce. They got bills piling up. It's a whole mess. And she realizes there are other Evelyns in other universes that are different, maybe more exciting, who are having all these adventures. So she might need to join one of them to stop the end of all the universes to, you know, being destroyed by this other thing. And they go in the loopiest, craziest directions, and it all works. It's super ambitious somehow. That movie, that is out of its mind.
Awesome.
Works.
All right. Well,
except the guys who made Swiss Army Man, if you ever saw that movie, which also does what I just described.
Got it. All right. Well, we'll definitely have to check it out for sure. So
yeah. All right, check out the Oscars. It's a shame they're not showcasing all of the awards. You know, they're subjugating some to deliver off camera.
Yeah.
Which sucks, because you basically just delegating some parts of filmmaking as less important than others, and that sucks for people like editors who make right. your whole movie. But
yeah,
I'm counting on the hosts to be funny. I mean, who can't get behind Regina Hall and Amy Schumer and Wanda Sykes?
Yeah, that's gonna be funny. So,
we'll find out. Yeah. We'll find out tomorrow night and see how it goes.
Right on.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, Paul.
All right.
Take care. All righty. And, of course, you can catch Paul and his other reviews from themovieguys.net. You can find it not only on their own website, but also on get certain interviews on the YouTube channel as well.